Welcome. Thanks for joining me today for Lectio, for taking some time to rest in the presence of the Holy One without expectation of some result that we can see. In Lectio, we are receiving what God is offering us. So if nothing jumps out at you or no big life-changing thing, that's okay. It just focus on the company of being with Jesus. Maybe he just really wants to hang out with you today, which is a pretty cool thing. Our scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. And I will read it three different times in three different versions. And you can just listen, and then there'll be a pause after each reading for you to listen to God, to let my voice disappear and to let his voice ring through loud and clear. So begin by settling into your position today, however you are, wherever you are. Make sure you're comfortable and that you can pay attention. Rest your body. You don't have to be holding a lot of stress or anxiety. Let all that go. If you need to take some big breaths to let it go, do that. And when you're relaxed and you're settled and you're able to listen well to God speak, then begin. Almighty God, Creator, we offer these moments to you. Help us to release our stress and our distractions and to rest in you. Fill our empty spaces with your presence and draw us close. After I read the scripture the first time, listen for a word or phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention in some way. Again, this is God offering it to you, so if he's offering you something different, go with him and let me just go away. But this is the pattern that we have for today. So notice if there's any words or phrases that jumps out at you. John 14, 15 to 21. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you will know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. I'm going to read the text a second time. And as I read it this time, notice how this word or phrase that God offered you in the first reading, notice how it connects to your life. You may look at your past. You may look at your hopes for the future. You may look at your senses, smells, sights that it reminds you of. You don't have to work hard at this, right? Everything about Lectio is about God offering it to you. So rest and see what He brings to mind to notice those connections between His Word and your life. John 14:15-21. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take Him in because it doesn't have eyes to see Him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know Him already because He has been staying with you and will even be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. I'll read the scripture a third time, and this time listen for an invitation from God. He's inviting you God never forces us to do things. It's always an invitation. Sometimes we need His Spirit to come within us. I think almost always, actually, not sometimes, always, we need His Spirit to come within us and allow us to be able to accept that invitation and live into it. But know that you're invited. And again, if you don't hear an invitation from God or you don't sense one, that's okay, because maybe He's inviting you just to be with Him, which is worth it all. John 14, 15 to 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, and you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done, and it's time just to rest in God's presence. So settle back, relax into God's arms, and just enjoy being super close to Him. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and the busyness of your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.